From the 5280 studios, this is the Weekend Geek Update. Smurf here, along with...
Tao. Terry.
It's Josh.
And Rebecca.
We have Josh Hawk sitting in from Point of Interest this week as Dr. Zhivago and Mindy take a leave of absence. They are curing the plague in the darkest remote parts of Africa.
It's everywhere.
See, it's spreading.
But I thought Zach's power was pestilence.
No, Zach has a power, all right.
He can defy gravity. This week, as always, the news will get you caught up on what's going on in the geek universe. In addition to our topic is going to be gender-bending TV shows and movies. It's a conversation that actually came up during Dink this weekend when we were talking with Jeff about what it would be like if, say, for example, Thelma and Louise was Theo and Louis. So we will dive into the gender bending that needs to occur. In news, Dink was amazing. And
Dink was amazing.
Josh was there.
Yes, I was. It was a good time.
Did you tear it up? Did you buy anything?
No, I did not. I'm unemployed at the time, so you have to be very, very careful about what you spend your money on.
You have to keep the purse strings tight.
Yes, yes. But I was there checking everything out, and meeting and creeping.
Creeping? Who are you creeping?
Well,
Amy Reeder?
No. But you know what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, he was following me around the whole time. No, I'm just kidding.
Can you scale from 1 to 10? Just kidding. Sorry, we're in Baymax.
Oh my god!
No, but you know, getting to meet everybody and talking with folks, that was a good time. It's I think it'll be a very successful show.
I would have to agree. How was AnomalyCon? Did you go?
No. I had to take the weekend off. I can't go like 3 cons in a row.
Why not? Weekend. You have Nancy.
I already got like whatever the
con
post,
crud.
Yeah, just post con being in a car for 3 hours with other sick people, and I thought,
You like incubated.
Literally like hotbox a car with just freaking illnesses.
Oh, God.
Hotbox Carl.
Horrible.
Carl, get in the house.
So close. I was just like the entire trip until like 2 days after, and it was like, boom! Like all around. All
right, so Tara got the plague.
I didn't know about AnomalyCon until I saw my professor. And she was just like, hey, did you go? I'm like, what?
I was like, wait, you're
go
there?
Where? I was working the entire weekend. Ow, I just punched the table.
Well, what did it do to you?
Anger management. I thought you were doing better than this.
I'm still going to anger management. Sort of.
Figure out your shit.
I mean, almost. I didn't rip out a new hire's throat. So.
Congratulations.
Almost.
He really close.
Yeah. I was impressed on how fast he made me hate him.
Nice. All right, in the news, this probably is the biggest news ever in the history of news.
I'm excited.
Lego Batman movie.
Oh, God.
I haven't seen the trailer for it yet.
You haven't? There's like two now.
There's two, and they're brilliant. We were dying. I love Will Arnett.
Because he was fun in the Lego movie, for sure.
We should have known when he showed up on Jimmy Kimmel with the Superman-Batman scene, and he has the little Lego Batman.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Lego Batman's cool. And he's like all like posing with it and everything.
Yeah, that should have been our hint.
Should have been.
It was.
Well, we didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Right. Bunch of freaking...
We're dumbasses.
Hey, Will Arnett's kind of funny. No. So, I didn't even think... When I went on his Facebook page, he only has like 50,000 followers.
Only.
But
well,
I mean...
for someone of
for
his...
For Will Arnett?
Yeah. For everything that he did with Arrested Development and being married to Amy Poehler, I mean, even... And then after the Lego movie, I figured that would have...
At least closer to 100,000. How many more dues did that man have to pay?
It's a weird trend. Like, people sometimes don't get acknowledged for things until they're dead or, like, you know, whatever weirdness happens.
But it's Will Arnett. I mean, he Arrested Development has this massive cult following, and he
did make that.
He made that.
Him and George Michael.
Yeah. I love that show.
I love it. So, the trailer is great. Because
both trailers
now.
Because Batman is so cool, we get 2 trailers in 1 week. His words, not mine.
The best thing, and I love about it, is he's walking around all Legoed, but he keeps the cowl on. So he's like, gets out of the Batmobile and he puts on a robe, but
it's
the
like
cowl stays on.
Red, it's like a red velvet smoking jacket looking thing, but he still has the cowl.
He's eating dinner. He's got the cowl on. He goes and gets his lobster, and then he goes back down to the Batcave. to eat it in the Batplane. Because he's Batman.
Oh my god.
So when did the Lego movie come out? 3 years ago?
Lego Expert?
Something like that?
Yeah, that was about three years ago.
They had to start working on it.
Everything is awesome in a long time. So
everything is awesome. It's funny how you say that because
they
it plays
to
on repeat.
Working on this immediately then.
They had to have. They probably went directly to it.
2014, so 2 years. Okay.
2 years.
2 years, yeah.
So they were working on it before Lego movie.
Yeah, they had to have been.
Guaranteed.
They were planning on it. They were just like, there has to be.
Yeah.
They knew Batman was going to be a hit, so they're like, we'll just do it anyway.
Make sure we cover it all.
That's right, because I figured Lego Movie 2 would have come out before
this. That's what I was expecting, because they set it up brilliantly at the end of the Lego movie to get, attack from Planet Duplo or something like that. So, I mean, that's what I was expecting to see. Maybe not. I was expecting to see it really next year. So the fact that we're getting a Lego Batman movie sooner than I expected.
We're here to destroy you.
We are from the planet.
Well, it's probably like that 2-year trend thing, like a lot of series do. Like,
could be.
You have to keep that constant, like every 2 years, like with Harry Potter and...
Well, Star Wars is going to be every year. I mean, because Rogue Squadron will be, or Rogues One will be out in December.
Usually, it's like two, 3 years that they try to make sure that another movie.
Well, when was Cap? When was Cap 2?
Yeah,
a year and a half, 2 ago. I don't know. She's got the computer.
I still got to see it.
You still haven't seen Winter Soldier?
It's on a DVR that I have access to.
It's so bad because I haven't either.
You're coming over
and watching it. I expected better from you, young lady.
Mom, I'm sorry.
You are going to time out.
2014.
2 years.
2 years? Right in stride. Look at that.
And the exception to the rule is Toy Story.
Yes.
10 years.
Who cares? It's Toy Story.
And now Finding Nemo.
It
so everyone
never
follows
gets old.
That except for Pixar. Yeah.
Pixar doesn't care. The only thing that they keep in common is John Ratzenberger. And that's really all they need to do. Because he's their lucky charm.
I'll pick up Winter Soldier when I go home.
Well, don't worry about it. We'll just watch it over at her house.
Oh, no. I really need to see it, though.
I've got it. Yeah.
Speaking of train wrecks of movies.
Next crafting day, we'll watch it.
Superman versus Batman, which we are not going to get into because this will be a topic all in its own. I can guarantee it.
See, the only guttural noise I can really make is...
Preliminaries are this. There are no middle roads. We had one person that said... It's either been far left of or far right of burn in hell,
exactly.
Scott Snyder.
It's Zack Snyder, so it's going to look good.
It's going to look
Except
good,
it didn't.
But then the story, it's all in the story, because I think that he's trying to distract you with CGI, like, magic, and then it's just like throwing that dust in your face.
That's just it. I swear there was a good, like, not a fight scene or anything, but there was a good, like, 25 minutes where no one talked because it was just one symbolic image after another. We're just going to watch Superman stand in the rain.
So did he Watchmanize Batman versus Superman?
Yeah, kind of, but Watchmen was even better than this. I mean,
that's true.
Watchmen, he did a good job trying to serialize the whole graphic novel, mm-hmm. and it's a lot to get in there. But from what you've described, it looks like that cinematic visual thing that works for Watchmen because that's how the book was written.
Right.
But it doesn't work when you have two orphans that are disgruntled. And yeah.
Give me back my porridge.
It's gonna be like
and then
babies
Wonder Woman.
Sex babies. It's amazing. You stole my bear.
And you said Aquaman's in it for...
2.5 seconds.
Okay. We'll round up. Three whole seconds.
Not gonna lie, though. His cameo was pretty cool because I remember reading about how there is actually a... I think it's people in Thailand where they go deep sea diving a lot that their eyes actually do change that color.
Mm-hmm.
Like a different color in order to adjust it and see into, like, you know, in the ocean.
Okay.
And I thought that was cool that they added that. But
yeah.
At the same time...
It was not enough. They made it seem like this huge deal, you know, putting the photos out ahead of time of what he looks like, and then you get one short scene where you can barely see him.
And no Flash.
Mm-hmm. No Flash.
No Green Lantern.
No Green Lantern.
Which they were rumored. So they threw all these things out there to just kind of mislead everybody.
Well, okay, so that rumor originated from this one Reddit article... Or the Reddit post that a guy did when he saw, like, one of the previews, like, the Monday before or whatever.
Right.
And so he said, he was going to give major spoilers, and all of it was wrong.
Of course.
So
stupid.
Stupido. Of course, the internet would be like, oh, he's totally right, but it's like, yeah. No, he's not.
Well, and even supposedly, Snyder, when he read through that, he laughed and called it hilarious before the movie actually came out. So
it's really sad. I mean, definitely Diana made the movie for me.
Definitely.
I'm sorry.
That seems to be what I hear from everybody, is that Wonder Woman was the best part.
Mm-hmm. It was, and I was on the fence about her, honestly. I think Gal is gorgeous, but I wasn't sure how good of a job she was going to do. But she did an amazing job.
So are you looking forward to the Wonder Woman movie now?
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Okay. I am too, actually.
With the exception of, I wish they had... We'll do a special show.
We'll do it all on it.
But DC definitely rushed this out because they wanted to beat Marvel into theaters. Civil War versus Batman versus Superman. So what they should have done, just from the little bit that I'm reading about the Wonder Woman movie, is
they
did a Marvel setup. They should have done it first.
I am also looking forward to The Girl from the Grudge against The Girl from the Ring. That's also
a
movie coming out this year.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I just said it because someone drew a picture where it's like, oh, the best fight movies like of this year, and it was Batman versus Superman, Civil War, and then it was those two, and they're just like pulling each other's hair. And it's just like, I'm looking forward to this movie.
Characters too.
Awesome. Yeah, so right? They look the same.
They're pretty evenly matched as well.
I think it'd be funny because it's like, who's who?
Yeah, I know. Like,
wait, what is this? But it's just...
We'll get to it.
Once you two see it.
We'll get to see it. We'll have a whole topic.
To throw this in, though,
yeah.
When she smirked, when she slammed into the wall and she smirked, dear Lord, I was just like, well...
Yep, I'm in love.
I'm in love. Because it was just...
Girlgasm.
Well, because it was kind of like, for her, it seemed like a hunt. It's like, oh, so you're going to fight back now. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Sweet. All right.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, the last 15 minutes of the movie was the best part. I would watch that 15 minutes over and over again, but
I would too.
Screw the rest of it.
It can burn. Also, just so everybody knows, the Beetlejuice sequel that the posters are floating around is a lie.
It's a lie.
Don't believe it.
So Tim and Michael are talking about it, and the studio has said if they come to them for it, they'll green light it. But nothing is in place yet. That's just very fancy Photoshop work from a fan.
It looks good, though.
It looks great. And
Michael Keaton wishes he looks that good.
Well, yeah, and honestly, you know, whenever this does come around, they should just contact the guy and pay him a little bit of money and use those as the official posters.
That's exactly what Ghostbusters should do, too, for the guy that did their freaking trailer. That was... amazing. So yeah, don't believe the lie. In movie news, Kingsman 2 title and plot have been revealed. Kingsman, I thought, was probably the biggest shocker, well done movie of that summer.
I haven't seen it.
You really haven't?
I haven't seen it either. Sorry.
You're alone. It's okay.
Son of a monologuing. Bitch!
I have like a stack of comics, I have a stack of books, and I have a stack
It is
of
based
movies.
On a comic, but... Okay, so we need to do a Kingsman night, because you girls would, like,
are we going to do the face
gel
masks
on it
as well?
We'll sit there. Oh, bring pajamas.
Can
we'll
I wear my Kigurumi?
Yes.
Like, my tire one? Aw, oh, sweet.
I've got my Batman onesie. We'll get you something.
I don't have any pajamas, sorry.
You'll have to wear your Batman, those pants.
Oh, my bat. My underoos. I show up in my Aquaman underoos. Hello!
Do you think they have superhero onesies? Because if so, if they have a Venom one, I'm all for it.
I'm sure they do.
I've seen a Venom one.
Like, especially like Etsy or something. Somebody's got to come up with that.
I'm sure it's out there. Somebody has thought of this already.
But Sterling and I have Batman and Joker.
So Kingsman 2 has been announced. The Secret Service movie, which was great in my opinion. The main villain is going to be a villainess. Julianne Moore is going to be the villain. Which
I love Julianne Moore.
I think so. But you're going to have to compete with the performance Samuel L. Jackson did. But none of you saw it, so I have no freaking point of contact
okay.
on that.
I love monologuing.
I don't need to monologue on this. You don't want to take all the fun out of it. Fine. The title that's been released is The Golden Circle. And I'm curious how they're going to continue the story. But we'll talk about that later. Once we've seen it. to visit again. So while I scroll down the screen, because I had all this stuff for it, none of you have watched it.
Well, now you have material for next week. Or the week after.
I was going to say the week after, whenever you get to watching it.
Whenever I get around to watching it.
Okay, now this kind of fits into what our gender-bending topic is tonight, because they are doing Wynonna Earp.
Sorry.
Wait, what? Say that again?
Wynonna Earp.
Okay.
It's actually going to be a show on Sci-Fi, loosely based on a comic that IDW is doing. So Wyatt gets killed, and his wife, Wynonna, steps in.
That's some creative naming there.
Isn't it?
It's like, so creative.
Like, could have gotten love by Rachel.
Your parents it's hate like you? I thought my parents hated me when they named me.
Nancy.
Nancy.
But they were like, they thought the best for me because they were like, oh, the top employee.
Well, it's like it's when parents have, you know, several kids and they
forget their names.
No, they use like the same first initial or something for every single name.
That's funny how you say that because my sisters have both their names started with an N.
Well, actually, it's more Melanie Scafroni. Scafronio? Yeah, I'll just mutilate that name. who's starring as Wynonna, basically gets Wyatt's gun, and it's sort of cursed after all of the people. It basically, Revenants, after a series of 77 men that Wyatt killed within his lifetime. So now it's cursed, and she's on a hell-bent mission from God, I guess.
I love curses.
The promo poster is kind of cool. I mean, look at that thing.
Awesome.
It looks like Ghost Rider should be wielding it personally.
Yeah.
Maybe she should have been Ghost Riders.
The Western Ghost Rider would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Every time I see Nicolas Cage, I can't help but think that he's going to steal the
Declaration. I'm a Ghost Rider.
And I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Everybody forgets about Firebirds.
Every movie. I'm sorry. Can't look at them the same.
Firebirds. Everybody forgets about Firebirds.
Almost as
I do forget about Firebirds.
It's almost as bad as Jesse Eisenberg. I can't unsee him as Columbus.
Yeah.
From Zombieland. I just cannot. So watching him as Lex Luthor, I was just like,
Wow,
you really went far, Columbus.
So the only thing that has kind of beaten out National Treasure for me is Kick-Ass. Because now every time I see him, I expect him to say, like, oh, child, or something like that.
He did a really good job.
He Big did. Daddy,
really
he did.
Great.
Yeah.
He totally, like, pushed out the usual Nicolas Cage ways. Mm-hmm. It's just like, yeah, I'm going to grab a new thing.
I didn't think they were going to kill him. I really didn't.
I know. I did
so
too.
Sad.
I was really attached to him. Yeah.
It's almost as
bad as your own father, basically. It's like so personal.
Who plays Walter White? I forgot the actor's name.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Bryan Cranston?
Yes.
Yeah.
Walter White from, Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
I can't unsee him as Howl from Malcolm in the Middle.
It took me a while.
So bad.
All of the first season was Malcolm in the Middle for me.
Yeah. I can't unsee him as like Howl at all. It's just like he's going to do something stupid. Like he's going to throw like that bug onto his wife or something like that.
Well, and like Michael Cera will always be George Michael from Arrested Development for me.
Yep.
Always, forever.
I think Michael Cera for me is always Scott Pilgrim.
I can't even, as Scott, because I read the comics before seeing the movie, and he looks just a little bit different, so I had my own image. Actually, my friend Tyler was Scott Pilgrim to me.
Nice. Tim Rozan is going to play Doc Holliday, and I guess he's going to end up coming with a lot of extra baggage. So I kind of see this as like an Elementary-style twist where we get modern-day interpretation of what's going on with them. So I'm actually kind of excited about that. And I do have a soft spot for Westerns.
As do I.
From that era.
Yes.
Because he's 1,000
I was
old.
There. I had a couple horses. Moving on, TV.
Horses?
I had horses. Never rode one, but I have them.
I want horses.
What?
Give me a horse.
I'll give you a horse. big horse.
This is where I say, give me something to ride.
I have a stuffed horse from Wells Fargo. Do you want that?
Yes.
All right. I'll
catch another stage or whatever. Is that how you open a checking account? You get a free stuffed horse?
That's literally what happened. It was like our anniversary or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, they do a promotion every Christmas where you get a horse.
It was just like, hey, they're like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Shut up. You're making this up.
No.
I was opening my, like, I'll bring it next week for
her. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Like, here, do you want the, like, oh, like, it comes with a free horse. I'm like, okay. And so we were like, me and my friend were like holding a horse, like a stuffed horse, while we were getting our accounts set up and stuff like that. We're
nothing
like,
makes you feel adult like setting up a bank account while you're holding a stuffed animal.
As you're sitting there,
it's like a little
they throw
kid.
A bunch of jargon at you and like, I don't care, I have a stuffed horse.
It's like a little kid just holding like their like piggy bank and stuff like that while going to the bank.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. Star Trek TV series teaser poster has been spotted online. CBS is going to be premiering this in January of 2017. It's titled The Next Chapter in Star Trek.
Another chapter?
I don't get it. I don't know why. Why? The team's led by Brian Filler. So I don't know if it's going to... Okay, so there's a lot of questions of whether or not it's going to return to the notion of exploration or Gene Roddenberry's vision of, you know, a better, higher plane of thinking and...
But where is it going to fall in continuity?
And that's my question. Because
the next chapter to me sounds like it's going to go right from the original series, the next chapter, the next generation.
Yeah, so is it...
I think it'll follow Kirk.
I would love it if it
did. I think it'll be an in-between Kirk and Picard. I've never heard
of that. Well, we know what happens between Kirk and Picard. One gets blown to shit, right, and then the other one...
So I don't know.
Well, if according to the movies,
Yeah.
One gets blown to shit and the other one gets ripped apart.
That sounds fantastic.
Isn't it?
Oh, no.
The maiden voyage goes out and the ship gets a new asshole.
It reminds me of that episode of Futurama we just watched. You know what 6 movies average out to be really good?
The episode you can't talk about.
Yeah, episode you can't. So... Where does it fall in continuity? Is it even going to be worth watching? Because I don't want to see anything after Next Gen, because that's just going to...
Yeah.
The movies.
And how does it tie into... Yeah, exactly. How does it tie into the movies?
You're not going to get Chris Pine and the crew to come to TV.
No, not on CBS.
What?
What?
Whose butt did you want to touch?
Chris Pine. All of them.
The Triforce of Chris's?
Yeah. Well, all of the Chris's and Benedict...
Cumberbatch?
Yeah.
I
was going to say Cumberbund.
I was thinking Bumblebee Cucumber for no reason. But you
Bumblebee
still,
Tuna.
As long as you get the initials right, people know who you're talking about.
It's true.
The head? I mean, he's all head.
Who cares? He's
sexy. I keep thinking of the rare and endangered Benedict Otterbatch.
Cumberbund?
No, because like the otters,
come on, or what?
There's an otter version. What did you say?
Nothing. So,
I wrecked. I'm dead.
That was awesome. Are you gonna watch
it? They're not.
It's also a reading. It's already getting resistance because it's on an online service.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just being on normal TV.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's, people do not. Well, then no. When they announced that it was going to be on the pay only online service, they were like, "What the hell is that?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're going to do it that way, it just needs to be on Netflix. Nothing else. Is
well,
right.
CBS, I think, is trying to dabble with like what Netflix and Hulu and Amazon have done with the direct.
Where TV's going.
Yeah,
that is where TV's going.
BBC's going that way. Whatever, CBS is already doing it.
Yep.
Disney's making their own version of
right?
Netflix.
Well, they. What show is, or what station is Supergirl on?
CBS.
Yeah, so you have to get on their app just to watch the episodes if you're poor like me and can't afford TV.
Yeah? Well,
you have to pay for it.
You do have to pay for it.
You know, unless you know people. But
everyone's going to be sharing passwords again.
Well, they already are.
Oh, yeah.
That's why the Star Wars, The Force Awakens, is coming out the same day it's released on Canadian Netflix. Because everybody
I'd hack the shit out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure if you looked at Google traffic for that day that they announced that it was going to be on Canadian Netflix that people were like, how do I change my IP to a Canadian
That's actually
IP?
Exactly what happened.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Google search went up like 500% okay. or something like that.
People aren't stupid. So. They know that's what's going to happen. So let's just go ahead and print them. They're already ready anyway. So
might as well.
You must throw them out there. Might as well. No point in hold. Why hold it and just lose money? It's stupid. And you're just going to piss fans off.
Right.
So I agree. But I don't know. I think this is a bad trend. I really do. Because I don't want to have to work my whole freaking social life around these idiots. It just pisses me off. It really does. I don't want to have to download your app. I just want to be able to just turn it on and watch the damn thing. Or record it and get back to it.
See, I prefer the app thing. I just wish there weren't so many different ones. Because I'm not going to pay for TV. And there's no way that I'm going to be sitting at home at a specific time to watch this show or remembering to DVR it. So being able to go into Netflix or Amazon Prime.
Yeah, but you're so far behind. I mean, you're a full season behind everybody else if you wait that way.
They should just move to Netflix and whatever.
So we're going to have another group come in and do it.
Well, they're talking about doing that, right? I feel like I read an article about that.
They might be. I mean, there's too many entities out there right now. Do you have any additional, like, Amazon Prime or Hulu or any of that shit? Tara just shakes her head no. She's so disgusted
no.
she can't even form the words.
Whatever.
She's, no.
No.
Tao?
I just don't watch
TV. Can you just get up and leave?
And Tao's gone.
Tao just leaves.
It's kind of like the lady who was blaming her dog. She's like, did you chew on the carpet or something? And then all the, like, both of, she had three dogs. Two of them were looking at the one that actually did it. And they're just like, and you're just like, I'm sorry. Just leaves.
Why, how many services do you have?
Answer the question.
Wow.
Yeah.
She hangs her head in shame.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I'm broke all the time. I can't afford it.
How many passwords have you stolen from other people? Come on, just come clean.
Just give us a number, don't tell us.
That's a harsh word.
Taken, borrowed, extorted, seduced, slip
I mean,
out
Kendra,
of.
Ownership Kendra offered by proxy. To lend me her Netflix. Also, another friend was like, hey, do you want to use my ex-girlfriend's Netflix?
Oh, that's
snap.
Even better.
That's awesome. Yeah, he was just like, I have her passwords for everything. I could change all the passwords. I'm not going to do that.
Lock her out of her own shit.
Like
click.
Everything.
Let's see. Also, in CBS News, Silver Banshee and Livewire will be making an appearance finally on Flash, or on Supergirl tonight, Monday. Flash will be on there as well. So the first crossover from networks with CW to CBS.
That's a big step.
That is a huge step.
Have they done that in the past?
No. This will be a first.
With other things, like a soap opera or something, that a character crossover on a network.
Not another network. I mean, they've had like the CSIs.
Right.
Or, you know, some of the other shows. What do you... coming up about over there?
She looks like Sindara from Mortal Kombat.
Doesn't she?
Well, that's what people called me when I did Silver Banshee at C2E2 2 years ago.
It's like, oh,
are
you Sindara?
Yeah, they kept on calling Mortal Kombat.
I mean, don't get, like, I mean...
It's the same. It's a Banshee. They're both fucking Banshees. So
yeah, they both scream.
They both scream. Diggity, so...
She looks like she's having a wedgie in this picture.
Doesn't she?
She's just an 80s
yeah, looks uncomfortable.
Freaking metalhead woman.
And she just screams.
God. Like a metal version of, like, Gems and the Holograms?
Yeah, basically.
The movie that lasted 5 minutes in the theater.
Yeah.
I will be curious to see how this goes for him. But this is the first network crossover.
I mean, she looks cool.
I mean, it looked like they had fun filming it.
Yes, because both of them were posting pictures of all the cutesy stuff that went on behind the scenes and all of that. And Melissa's an attractive chick.
Oh,
the show.
Okay. Yeah. I think she looks pretty cool.
All I can say is for this one, when they do Supergirl, it's a lot better than Smallville, because for me, I don't understand having a brown Silver Banshee versus the black and white. So they're a lot more closer with this one for the... Because that pissed me off, seeing that. But
she looks like she's throwing a tantrum.
That's the only problem about doing a character
That's
like that.
God, Mom, you don't understand me. It's not a phase.
They are widows. They throw lots of tantrums.
Enough. I can't take it.
I'm sorry. That's what I just the scene phase thing. It's just like, Mom, it's not a phase. This is who I am.
Oh, my God.
It'll be on tonight, Monday night, so I'll give you an update because no one else is going to watch it.
No one else has TV.
No one cares.
Probably Mindy, though.
You have to let me know.
I have access to it.
All right. I'll let you know. Let me know. We'll talk about it next week.
Hawks comes through.
Hawks come. Dun, dun, dun.
Smith is no longer the lone wolf.
This is awesome. Just because it deals with Lego. Mortal Kombat is going to have DLC content in the new Dimensions game.
I thought it said could have.
Could have.
Read between the lines. This is going to happen. Okay, so the there's
parents are going to complain.
What? Okay, in the Star Wars Lego game, you have the Wookiee comes up and pull the Stormtrooper's arms off. That's exactly what's going to happen in Legos.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say pull his clothes off. I'm like,
Scorpion in Lego version could be a lot of fun.
See? Yeah. With the spear and shooting people up, they come down and...
Yeah, or like, oh, or Lego Luke, would crumble.
Luke Cage's?
So specifically just doing it for like a children version?
Yes.
So like, too gory,
which is honestly perfect because Lego men do come apart. Yeah. Yeah. So pop their head off.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, that fatality where they literally punch their face off and then... Goes
exactly.
They're
I
like,
mean,
dang
it's.
It.
Oh man, Sub Zero turned me to ice and shattered me into little tiny little blocks.
I need to pick up my pieces again.
It almost sounds like it might be like the side-scrolling Mortal Kombat game that came after what? Three? It was like in between three and four.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so there's a game pack, the Midway Arcade Game Pack. And in it, you can play like old school 8-bit video games when you download it onto the Dimensions. So okay. You can do all of the old school. So this is how they're pulling in Mortal Kombat for the DLC, so that you can actually have the characters and download them and play it. Which I want a Lego fatality.
If it's an optional thing, what does anybody have to complain about?
Mm-hmm.
If you have to pay for it, then
you'll still have to pay for it. I'm sure DLC.
I mean, if you don't want your kid to play, then don't buy it.
Well, it's the. So parents these days don't know how to say no to their children.
Or it's the same way.
Says a whole bunch of non-parents.
It's the... Well, it's also, no, it's true. It's why the Deadpool thing exploded the way it did.
True. Or pay attention to the ESRB rating as well.
Nobody pays attention to that.
Some people, like some parents do though, but then some people are like, what? There's a rating? It's like, yeah, it's mature.
Yeah.
That's why we're asking you for permission.
Right. Yeah, I loved when I was working at GameStop when GTA 5 came out. And crushing
yes!
kids' dreams was so
yes!
lovely.
Mine was Advanced Warfare.
No.
Because Advanced Warfare was M-rated. And it's like, do you have your parents with you? And they're like, no, I have to have my parents. I'm like, yeah, it's an M-rated game. I can't sell it to you.
Or, you know, normally the parents are just like, yeah, sure, he can get whatever. But you say, no, there's prostitutes in this game. Like, here's what it is. And they're like, what? I didn't know it was that. Like,
yeah, I told you my story,
right? You can get a lap dance.
Oh, God, yes.
In Grand Theft Auto.
I need to tell you the story, but we got this kid to get yelled at so bad. And we're like, maybe we should have held back on something.
Oopsies.
But I mean, like, there were some parents that were just chill with it, but it's like their kids were chill too. They weren't acting up. They're just like, yeah, I beat the game. It's really good. The mechanics were good. It's like,
yeah,
you're okay.
But it's really technical versus more emotional.
It's the kids that pitched a fit about it, where the parents were like, "What? I had no idea." Like, okay, well, do you actually talk to your kid, or do you just smile and nod?
But you also tell them like what is in the game, and for them to be like, yeah, whatever, and then just have them come back. It's just like, we told you.
Yeah. We had people returning the Wii version of Call of Duty Black Ops, even though we told them it was a rated M game and we told them why. They were like, oh no, every Wii game is for kids, so clearly it's fine for my 6-year-old to play.
Oh yeah, gosh.
The disconnect. You know, just general generations.
Oh,
they're busy.
Oh, shut. They are not busy. They're so self-absorbed. They're worse than the baby boomers.
Shut up. Okay.
Shut up.
Don't play nice.
I'm not even buying that one.
I mean, like,
I'm not even going to let you do
some
it.
Some parents really have no idea. Like, they have not a clue.
Well, we told this lady what was in the game. The prostitution, the torture, everything on GTA 5. Yeah. But she's like, yeah, whatever. And then she came back 20 minutes later, and she was just like, I heard some disturbing things from my son and his friend. And she's like, we told you. And then so we went to detail. We repeated what one of our associates said when they rang her up.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know about this. We're like,
really? I ran a video game store while Columbine happened.
Oh.
And
oh God.
2 days before, I sold a father and his kid GoldenEye.
Oh.
And Columbine happened, and he came back and told me I was selling murder simulators.
Oh,
and
God.
He wanted his money back, and I was like, oh, tough shit.
Murder simulators?
It's James Bond. What do you expect?
I mean, if you read, like, some of the reports and stuff, they actually juvenile delinquency has actually went down because everyone's more focused on playing games more so than causing a ruckus. So
cause ruckus.
I wrote a paper on this for my anthropology.
Back in me, it's Smurf
Day. So I think I know what I'm talking
we
about.
We would go to the arcade.
I did too much research for this.
Had my game tokens and everything. Oh, I even still have a bag from Aladdin's Castle that had the token special.
I really want to go to the
yes.
I want to go to the Disney arcade. The
Disney?
Really, really big one.
Where's their big Disney arcade?
I can't remember. Kendra said that she went into that. That's where she played Wreck-It Ralph, but she also played a lot of Tron and stuff like that. I really want to go there.
That'd be cool.
Also in video game news, rumors of the 4K Sony PlayStation 4 console are running rampant right now.
Oh, God.
Well, okay, so here's the issue. Xbox One and PlayStation 4 right now are getting their asses handed to them by
Nintendo.
PC, by consoles.
Really?
And they even the slightly modest laptop or tower at home destroy a PlayStation and an Xbox right now.
That's actually kind of true. I mean,
yeah.
And it pains me to say that. I did, however, catch flack last week about saying that Nintendo should go the way of Sega, and I stick to that. Screw you. So,
wow. So get out of the console game and only make software.
I'm so sad about
it. I think that would be the best thing for Nintendo because nobody cares about their gear. And as much as I love
the
individual that
handhelds.
Brought it.
Well,
which one?
Okay.
Nintendo's handhelds are very good.
But it still makes me really sad because I pre-ordered Hyrule Warriors. And I was really excited to play that for the 3DS because I don't want to dish out $250 for a Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that you have to get a new 3DS because you get there's the frame rate is a problem, and same with the technical difficulties and the spawning of enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I was so heartbroken that I bought Cooking Mama.
Cooking Mama, yeah. In my depressed state, I got Cooking Mama.
In my depressed state, I just decided to go with Cooking Mama.
That was a dark time.
It was a dark moment.
Dark
it was
day.
A dark, dark moment. Like,
well... And if they come out with a 4K console, all of your other games are no longer backwards compatible.
What?
The fresh rate and screen rate for a 4K television is four times that of a 1080p.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So they'd have to upscale.
Even an upscaler can't do it because of how the pixels are cut for a 4K TV.
So to have backwards compatibility, they'd have to upscale from whatever's there. And
they're not going to do that because the processor can't do it. And the TV, how the pixels are cut instead of up and down vertically, it's horizontal. So that's how they get a 4K, four times resolution of 1080p.
Didn't they just release that they're doing the PlayStation 5? Didn't we just have this
we
conversation?
We did have this conversation
so
not even a month
point?
Ago.
So what's the point of doing a
4.5
if you're just going to turn around and release the 5 a few months after that?
It's kind of like the Apple way to do things.
Why is
oh
there
my
a 3DS?
It is.
And then we'll do
it's
the
like
6
here's this,
and then
here's this.
But there's a 3DS XL.
We added a camera to it, guys.
Oh yeah, what about that?
Smaller.
There's a 3DS XL. Why do you need that?
Because it's bigger. Yeah, because the screen is bigger.
Yeah. But you know,
I mean,
saying,
it doesn't
like,
really matter because you could still get the old one, like the smaller ones. It's just like, you know, it's mostly due to the processor, apparently, because, I mean, like the new 3DS has a better processor than the 3DS. Mm, so that's why they need it.
You have better battery life as well. So
does it really?
With the XL,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Maybe we should. No,
you get,
I shouldn't
you get
because
two
I
times
just.
More
no, you shouldn't. I don't want to spend $200 on new 3DS.
I think, and they're saying the projected life now of consoles is 2 years.
Well,
so
that was always the way it was.
But I think they're going to go down the Apple road. I think every year you're going to have a new console.
That's ridiculous.
See,
that's so ridiculous.
It's so funny.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean,
and if they do, where we talked about last week with cross-platforming,
the dream that's been going on since '95,
forever, since Coleco and Atari, right. You know.
Is it really only 2 years? Because I had my PS2 for
that's what I'm looking up
12
right now.
Years.
The console cycle. Well, no, I'm sorry, it's 5 years.
Five
okay, because I was like 12 years, and my PS2 is still working like
yeah, I still my PS2 just fine.
Yeah, I've got a PS2 awesome. As well. So PS2
like
came out in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Madison's are 16 years old.
Makes you feel old, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does make you feel sketchy. I'm just gonna keep like looking to the sky, like what?
Why?
Yep.
Why?
I keep doing the thing where it's like, oh, it only came out a couple years ago. They're like, no, that was 10 years ago. I'm like, right?
Whenever what? Someone tells me 10 years ago, I still think the 90s.
Yeah, right.
Like the late 90s. We're falling behind.
How quickly
so
it slips.
It used to be 6 years, because, well, PlayStation 2 came out in 2000, PlayStation 3 came out 2006, and now we're going down to 2 years.
2 years.
That's ridiculous.
And not backwards compatible. So
yeah.
All the Xbox One games that are slated to hit, you wouldn't be able to play on the net.
Because it's like, you get the concept of like, all right, my PS2 is like 16 years old now, and it's still a boss. And then you have my PS3 is still a boss. I've had
same
for
here.
You know, 10 years, whatever. And now
maybe
it's like now 2 years, and so you can only be skeptical of the fact that they're going to do like 2 years every time. They're going to do like bust or like some
maybe
things are going to cheap anyway.
Maybe
but
it's like the processor overworks itself as well.
I mean their clock speeds, of course. But see, here's what I think they're going. They're going to get away from hard disks. They're going to do download. They're going to, whatever console that you have, they are going to throw out a download specifically for your Xbox One, for your 360, for your NES, whatever, and they're going to get around actually going out there because everything's going to become downloadable.
God, it's
share it.
It's
you
like,
can't share it.
You can't share it.
They're going to knock out
GameForce.
Yeah, you can't sell it back to GameStop. That's the biggest thing. They hate GameStop.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why GameStop bought ThinkGeek, because it needed something else to do.
Yeah.
Well, they have like good deals with Nintendo and stuff.
It's
well, that model's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, it's dying horribly. I mean, we go to GameStop because it's right next to Starbucks. We go in there, and there's an entire wall of Pops figures and statues now. They have like a showcase of statues.
Their business is reservations.
Yeah.
I work for them. I know.
Hey,
I would know.
Yeah. Me and Rebecca, too.
Okay. Well, then you guys know. I mean, it's all about reservations. They don't care about how much you sold in a day. They want to know how many reservations you got in a day.
There was also
how many reservations and how many warranties did you sell?
Yeah,
those are your numbers.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I sold a lot, but that's because I'm just like, hey, buy this thing.
You're a
or
chick.
You're a loser.
Yeah. No dude's gonna get insulted by a chick in a game store. Not a chance.
Oh my god.
But
oh
I think.
Oh my god, she complimented me. God, that guy's so stupid.
No, it's a little different when you're working in rural Georgia.
That is true.
Oh, that's true. But I feel like it's gonna be like the Kindle where you just download books.
Oh,
I like the
Kindle's
dying.
No, wait. Kindle's alive. It's Barnes and Noble's one.
But then even then, they rent out books and stuff like that for college students and stuff like that. So they're managing to stay alive somehow.
We'll see what happens. But I honestly think that this is just a way of pushing people towards the latest and greatest and download. They don't have to produce anything. Just download it.
I like the physical form.
Oh, yeah.
The physical form just, I love it.
This just in, actually I'm going to ask you at first, would you pay $1 million for Tim Burton's Batmobile? You have the opportunity. Houston Class Action Auction is selling it from a Russian auto site. How did the Russians end up with Tim Burton's Batmobile?
Because in Soviet Russia, you get the Batmobile.
The fact that you had to ask that question means you're going to get a visit late tonight.
That's right.
They're going
ZKGB,
to find
she come, she check you out.
Or at least
they're
Hydra.
That was
a little German, I'm sorry. I can't do a Russian accent.
I can't do European accents.
I can do German, but
I can't do Russian,
just not I Russian. Like, I am Colossus, Jays. That's about it. That's it. That's it. I'm done. Would you pay $1 million for the Tim Burton Batmobile?
I'm pretty sure I'm going to end up crashing it.
No.
Even.
Because that wasn't my Batmobile.
What's your Batmobile?
Adam West.
Oh. Well, that's even more of a rare concept car because that already sold for close to over $1 million.
There's like 12 of them in existence, I think.
No, there aren't even that. There's like the original car was a concept.
Right.
And then they did, like, production, I think, maybe 3 for the movie? Or for the show?
Either way. I would like, that's the one I would want. I'd pay $1 million for that one.
All right.
Yeah, that's exactly
the Adam West one?
I think I'd rather either go, like, vintage like that, or maybe even the dark, or the one that was in Batman versus Superman, so that if I crash, it's going to be okay.
That actually, I did like that car.
It was really nice.
So not even, like, the one, the Tumbler?
The Tumbler?
Eh? Eh?
The Tumblr, it was awesome. I wouldn't pay $1 million for it, though. I don't.
It's a tank, for crying out loud.
That's exactly it. I don't want a tank. I want it's sleek
street
and sexy.
Legal.
Okay.
Okay.
So would you pay $1 million for the Tim Burton Batmobile?
No. I'm too cheap for that.
Okay.
Do you know how many meals I could buy with that money?
Do you know how much top ramen that buys?
I would get.
How
I could get
food. I could feed myself.
I can get right. Quality
plays. I could make
quality yeah, ramen.
I could get real milk instead of the powdered shit.
I could buy all of ramen. Your statues off of you.
Oh my god.
Shush! No, you can't. I wouldn't let you.
Ooh, that's me.
So.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
You're so pretty. Oh.
So is that your Batmobile, though? Say you had the money. Tara.
What?
If you had the money, is that your Batmobile? Would you buy it?
It's pretty badass. But the Russians have it, so I'm not going to fuck with
them. We're not crossing the Russians.
We're not crossing the
I'm
Russians.
Not going in that room.
It's going to end up in Putin's back pocket, and that's just going to piss Chelsea Handler off, and everything's going to go straight to hell after that. If I was going to do a Batmobile, it would be from the animated series.
Ooh.
I mean, that's where they kind of Tim Burton's look kind of came from a little bit, or
no,
whatever.
they interpreted the from them.
But the animated one was a lot more cool looking and exaggerated.
So, and the big front end and the fins on it. Yeah.
Okay, so not Batman, other vehicles. What would you pay $1 million for? What speaks to you?
That's a good question.
A lot of them I wouldn't pay $1 million for, though.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Vehicles, in general?
In general.
The TARDIS.
Ah. Good point.
I know what I want.
If it's a car, then I have to wrestle with, because...
Oh, wait, no, but it's not a car, I guess.
I don't know, because I used to...
Well, any vehicle. It doesn't have to be a car.
It would be the TARDIS. But if we limit it to cars, I would do this old 80s show where he... was made of like computer light, and he had this thing called cursor that would draw him his car, and he could like take right angles. It's like a Tron cycle.
Okay,
freaking
so
awesome.
Let me clarify then.
Okay,
it's a it has to be not like it has to be like the movie prop or something like that. Like it can't actually travel through time or anything.
The console room of the TARDIS.
Okay,
the control room.
Ooh, that'd be pretty cool.
Every day I come home in my living room. Is the TARDIS console
and
room.
And if it's bigger on the inside, then you have a place to store all of your shit.
I just took out the track lighting.
Just punch the light.
Just punch
bam!
It.
We're punching
but,
everything.
Okay, how boss would it be? You come in, your friends come in, and your whole living room looks like the TARDIS control room.
That'd be See, crazy. I'd go with, That'd again, I'd go 66 Batcave.
Ooh, okay. Batcave?
Because everything was labeled.
This entire topic is just going to be called If I Had a Million Dollars.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. As women.
What's up?
First date.
Sexist.
No, this is a fair question. As geek girls, you decide to go home with the guy. You walk into the living room. What would impress you the most?
The TARDIS.
See, my uncle actually had the William Shakespeare... head bust.
I have one of those actually too. I picked it up at ChicagoCon, and the head flips up, and it is wired that you can open up a bookcase or something like that.
Yeah, it wires to a light.
So are we talking about rooms or cars? I'm still on
cars. Yeah, I'm still on vehicles.
We can do cars,
well.
But
either or.
Answer the car, and then what would impress you the most?
Oh the 1966 Imperial Crown Sedan by the Green Hornet. That car is sexy.
Ooh, that car is sexy as hell.
That car is sexy.
That is a damn good car.
Yeah, it's only $13,000 though, so it's like
goodness.
Yeah, but you can come up with. It has to have the options.
Oh, it's so
if it had like the rotating license plate,
exactly.
Or like some of the gizmos,
and Kato.
Kato, dude, Kato jumps out.
If it came with a Kato,
yeah,
that would be hot.
I'm still like
Asian
I'm still
driver. Yes.
I'm trying
not
to
really.
Think of an actual like what room would impress me the most, but like it's not even close to $1 million. But I do want the Tron light cycle.
That'd be
See,
cool.
That would be kind of
cool.
Because
awesome. I mean, it's actually affordable.
I actually changed my answer from the TARDIS.
Yeah.
If
somebody drive on it.
If,
oh,
if I went home with a guy and he had Natalie Dormer.
Wait, that would impress
Natalie
Dormer?
Natalie Dormer answers the door for you.
Yep.
Hello, my lord.
Then I would be like, can I prepare
welcome,
for a little while?
Welcome
I'm
to
sold.
Westeros.
I want...
What if I had Alan Napier as my butler? That'd be sweet.
I want Alfred.
Actually, you know who I'd love to have as my butler? Alan Rickman. That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Yes, it would.
I think I would want the throne room from King's Landing.
Wouldn't that be bad? Just the throne?
Then I could just like chill on the throne. Just be like, speak.
Speak. Let us hear the voice. And
my aunt with Alan Rickman.
Awesome. It is Alan Rickman. That's like Die Hard Alan Rickman.
Or, oh my god. Awesome. I was also thinking of like something from like Angela, Queen of Hell, where there's ladies everywhere and I'm on a throne with a freaking bow and arrow.
You've been watching Conan too much, because that sounds like that scene with James Earl Jones where he's the snake.
Or the Viking Hall from, or no,
from Vikings?
Mead Hall. I want my house to look like a Mead Hall.
Okay.
And then a throne for me to sit in.
Or a dragon. They had an actual dragon.
I would love that. I want to touch it.
All this gold and some eyes just peek out from you. I'd freak out. I'd be like, Star Wars is going to eat me.
I realize that in video game, like in real life, like I keep tossing money. Like I'm like, oh, I need this. But then I really don't. And then in video games, I'm like, I need all of this. And I hoard it. I hoard it so bad. I hoard it worse than in real life.
Yeah, in Borderlands right now, I'm up to like over a mil.
Yeah.
Because I just haven't been, I don't want to spend the money. Like,
I haven't spent anything really either.
That's like me and IP and League of Legends. I'm at like 67,000. They're like, why don't you spend it? I'm like, I must have it all. I must have it all.
All right, so this week's topic, we are talking about gender-bending movies and TV shows. So I liked yours.
So I want to see a gender bend of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Frankenfurter stays the same. He's already a transvestite.
So he's already a transvestite.
He's plural.
Who? Yeah, so do you get Eddie Izzard to play Frankenfurter? Because I think that would be.
He's so hot.
Wouldn't it?
He is. Yeah.
Okay. So we were talking about this other day because he did his 27 triathlons. Yeah. He didn't look like the Eddie Izzard that I remember.
Yeah. He's looking older.
Like, he's like 56.
I mean, he's 54.
He 54? Was that the age we came up with?
He wears a lot of makeup.
But even like, well, makeup can only do so much. So true, if you see his Madison Square Garden stand-up performance from 2012, his skin is very smooth and still looks very youthful. And then just recently, I mean, what it is, honestly, is he's losing weight and that's aging him. So the fact that he is getting
his face is in his full.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a little bit of baby face back in 2012.
I wish I had a baby face.
He's like a little chubby.
Shut up, you're Asian. You're going to have that face for the next 100 years.
Because he's doing all of this running, he's slimming down. So that's what's kind of aging him a little bit. But
so,
weird.
I like the idea. But I don't know. Damn it, Janet does not have the same. Damn it, Jack.
They'd come up with something.
You think?
Yeah.
Because the names.
Damn it, Jock.
Jock. Damn it, Jock.
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 Damn it, Jock.
I said G.I. Joe, but that wasn't the most creative thing in the world. But it would only end up with three guys on the show. If you went with the 80s cartoon.
This
that's
is true.
Like everyone's complaining about Hemsworth being the token hot guy for Ghostbusters. Mm. And it's like, well, okay, now you understand how it feels to only have one or two females.
And he's not like really in it. I mean, he makes like some smaller appearances, but he's not like Thor-licious
like,
through all
ladies.
Of it.
And then he's like, okay, bye. I'll stand over here.
Come in, flap my hair around.
Just like, you know, it's like the herbal, like Urban Essence commercial where he flips his hair. He's like,
the Thor-iel.
Thor-iel. Yes.
It would be funny to see the 80s G.I. Joe characters.
That'd be so awesome. Yeah, it would be funny.
I really want to see that.
I mean, God.
It would make the names really weird.
That would be pretty sweet.
It would change.
They would change, because Snake Eyes could stay the same. She'd just have like a ponytail sticking out of the back of the mask.
Yeah. Right.
Duke would be kind of weird. Duchess?
Duchess?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Actually, that is kind of alluring.
What about Flint?
Flint?
No,
it's getting
steamy.
Fiona?
No, that brings a bad visual. I don't want. Don't need that one.
But that would be interesting.
That'd be cool.
Okay, I'm in with that. Yeah. Instead of Yo Joe, Yo Jane.
Or something. Yeah. You know, it'd still be G.I. Joe.
But okay, so Cobra
thing, but just, it would just be a female force. With
yeah, I mean, girls could be named
token
Joe.
Amount
yeah,
of guys.
Joe.
Yeah, I guess so. So Cobra Commander is a chick?
That'd be hot.
I mean,
ooh, she could be like all alluring and everything.
I will never get another Chris Latta.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not thinking about
so enough. The closest thing to Chris Latta would probably be a female screaming like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you got me thinking. Dragon Ball Z, because I've seen a few cosplayers that have like gender bent Vegeta and stuff like that, and it's pretty hot.
That's
it's like,
pretty cool. I dig it.
That was my biggest thing.
Two
when,
girls beating up
when
on
they
each
had
other.
Dragon Ball Z, and they did
boobs flying out all everywhere.
They basically switched them around to where you had Vados, which is the sister of Whis, but the basically girl version of Whis, which is pretty hot. And then Bills, he has a twin brother. I would like to see a girl version of Beerus.
I think,
but he's like fat.
Sailor Moon.
Chompa.
What? A Sailor Moon gender bend.
Well, there's actually an anime that they created recently where it was actually magical boys instead of magical girls.
It was really cool.
I actually still need to watch that because I heard it was hilarious.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I want
to
watch that.
When you said that, all I could think of is the dude that dresses up like Slave Leia that goes to all the cons. It's all tattooed up.
What about Goku? Your favorite guy.
Goku?
All the shows.
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
Oh, gosh. I want to see it.
So, did you see the fan art that was going around a little while ago of the Borderlands characters cosplaying the Sailor Scouts?
No.
So, we're actually doing that at Dragon Con. So, I can't remember who is who. I want to say Maya is Mercury. I don't know. It's hilarious, though.
Oh,
because
my God.
Did you find it?
Zero is Venus?
Yes. And you've got, like, short-ass little Salvador in a skirt and everything.
Oh my God,
it's going to be beautiful.
Salvador is Mars. This is freaking killer. This is the best thing I've ever seen.
So we're actually doing that at Dragon Con, Sterling and I.
Wow.
That is cool. Amazing. Please take as many pictures as you can.
Yes, I'd be curious to see it.
So
what would you gender bend then?
I have a lot. Do you want to say anything first?
Well, okay, I will applaud you on your C2E2 Johnny Depp thing.
That was hilarious, awesome.
And it even took me a second because I was talking to. Oh, that's hilarious!
I'm so excited. Whoever,
yeah,
so
Sterling's
got to
wear a skirt.
It's gonna be great.
I don't want to see that. Okay, because I was talking to your roommate. It took me a minute to pick you out where you were because you were Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah,
and you had the whole like thing down. I was
like,
wow.
Honestly, and like the way you did the makeup and everything, it transformed your face so much that it wasn't until I saw a photo of just you on your profile that I was like, oh, that's which one she is.
Yeah.
Looking at the whole group, I couldn't pick
couldn't pick out,
out
yeah,
did,
like all the
did
depths.
I did the makeup for the whole group, except for Willy Wonka, because obviously that's another chick.
Yeah.
But that, surprisingly, in C2E2, that was like our Sunday outfit, so I was like, oh, we'll go around the merchant's room and chill, and we couldn't fucking move anywhere.
Yeah, no, that's like, too brilliant.
It was so much fun.
It was
though,
a great idea.
The characters and everybody was able to like, get into your character and just go around. And
I'd wanted to be Hunter S. Thompson. I was just like, okay, that
yeah,
was pretty good. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
It's so funny putting all those characters together, because my friend Jonathan, he took videos of us all the time, and you see all the different Johnny Depp characters like with each other, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, you had no idea. I was like, oh, that is a great idea.
Yeah.
So, too many to choose from? What's your favorite? What's your standout?
My standout for the Johnny Depp group?
No, for the gender bend, you nut.
Oh, well, I made a whole list of them.
Wow.
Just being here, so I figured if Tal wanted to go first.
All right, Tal.
I think I'm going to stick with the whole Game of Thrones thing. Because I want more lady butts.
I don't know if Tyrion could be a chick.
Why not?
Well, I guess if it's a land full of women.
Yeah. I mean, but I think it's like, it would be a really cool kind of gender bent kind of thing, because a lot of the women in Game of Thrones tend to plot more than, as opposed to like do the killing. And so I kind of want to see that happen where they're just slaughtering each other.
The Queen Slayer.
Yes. That'd be awesome.
That's not a bad idea. I like that. But then you don't have Natalie Dormer. Because then now Natalie Dormer becomes a guy.
She could.
We'll find her a
different
role.
Yeah, she'll be playing
another
role.
We're
not losing
Natalie. Natalie's staying.
Yes.
And so's the Queen of Dragons, then becomes
Daenerys, sorry. Yeah. Daenerys, wow. Daenerys.
Cool.
So Daenerys becomes Danny.
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 Well, I mean, technically that
Danny
is her,
the
that
tamer
is her
of dragons.
Nickname, though, by her brother,
yeah.
So.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not a stretch.
I think that would be pretty cool.
I want to see Khal Drogo gender bent.
Oh,
I want to see him.
Oh.
Like a muscular, like
big
Amazonian woman.
Amazonian woman.
To like a
so there comes the small straps to cover up just the nipples.
Just the nips.
Just the nips.
I'm just imagining
rocket
like,
hard. well, right there.
Honestly, it is Game of Thrones. We don't really need to cover up the nipples. She can just run around.
Just run around.
I mean, there is an African tribe that.
Yeah, we think the ratings are on fire already for Game of Thrones. Do that, and it'd be.
I just think it'd be funny because it's like a large Amazonian woman married to a twink.
It's not that far now. I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to gender because there's a lot of women.
It's true.
Hitters.
It's just like Wendell and Chrissy's.
Yeah.
Oh God, she's so cool.
Okay.
I wanted to meet her at DCC, but I couldn't.
Because
I was working at a stupid booth trying to find waifus for people. Lonely bastards.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready? Okay. So I first started off with the crow, having switching those roles around. I think it'd be awesome to have like an Aaron Draven, then Sheldon Webster for like switch of names. Also Clockwork Orange, having a girl version.
You've already done a gender bent on Clockwork.
Kinda. Like it's not like really womanized just because I have a really girl body. Like I would rather do the drag guy way, but I would want to see like a whole group of girls for like the boys and stuff like that. So I think that'd be pretty cool. Fight Club, Taylor Durden.
Fight Club would be awesome.
Tyler Durden would become Taylor Durden.
Maybe so many MMA hotties.
The movie might make more sense. White guys care about soap makes no difference to me. I don't get it.
Exactly. I would be swooning so hard for all the ladies.
That would be pretty awesome.
That'd be cool. There's also Fear and Loathing for Hunter S. Thompson, be Hannah S. Thompson. That'd be cool to have like a girl version.
Yeah.
Even though it's close to like Courtney Love, but whatever. I like started thinking about like horror movies as well because every horror movie always has a guy. So I thought of like Friday the 13th, Jackie Voorhees.
So I was thinking Psycho earlier.
Yeah, Psycho.
That would be fantastic.
Ooh, instead, yeah, the
have a crazy
father
chick going on.
Yeah, father is the killer, and the daughter is. I just do what father tells me.
Yeah, exactly. Be cool, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre for still Leatherface, but Mama Sawyer, whatever. The Omen, do like the Monist of Damien.
Oh.
Creepy little girl, so creepy little boy. And then Hellraiser, and people have already done a lot of Hellraiser.
Yeah, they've already done a lot of Hellraiser.
But I think always switching the typical male role with the female role would be pretty powerful.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
So could it be done with Back to the Future? Turn Marty into a girl?
I think so.
That'd be cool too, yeah.
I keep thinking Rick and Morty every time. Dang it.
I don't think a remake, but like I was saying earlier about we need another like Ferris Bueller type of movie.
We do.
Not
because there is no John Hughes.
Right, but a time travel story.
Hmm?
I don't know about a remake.
They'll never remake Back to the Future.
Well, they can't.
People revolt.
The only trilogy that's left.
People revolt.
But, I mean, we figured they'd never remake Ghostbusters either. Like that's
The jury's still out because until we see it, I'm saying they're staying within continuity. Something's going on. We don't know the whole story. And I'm holding to that. Please, God, let that be the case.
Well, and so you don't think, like, they would, I don't know, someone discovers all of Doc's notes and...
Ooh, can I do video games?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that's a different topic.
It would be kind of in the same vein, I guess. I mean, it wouldn't be a remake.
Yeah.
It would just be maybe a continuation of or in the flavor of.
Yeah. Actually, you know, finding Doc Brown's notes isn't a bad idea.
That could lead into a lot of, like, cool ideas, I think.
The Burger King that owns the lot, a fry cook stumbles in there, finds Doc Brown's plans, and builds it out of cups and a fryer one evening. The flex capacitor is a couple of spatulas and a wok.
I want to see this happen.
Well, you have a
We broke him.
It's got an orange battery.
It's got an orange drink and a grape drink dispenser right there in the passenger seat.
Well, you have a physicist major working at McDonald's to pay off student loans because there are no jobs.
Because you can't get a job.
There are no jobs for theoretical physicists.
Not at all. The job market sucks. Higher education right out the window. Yeah. Congratulations, you are a fry cook. You know what? There's some substance there. I like that idea.
Hollywood, call me.
Yeah,
I've got ideas.
We're copywriting this idea right now. That's my thing. So, and on that note, we'll let you guys out of here. So remember, in the end, we're all stories. So make it a good one.